Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Alderman Byron Sigcho Lopez, who represents the 25th Ward, is with us. And you were the person accused of calling Alderman Conway a white supremacist. Did you do that?
Well, I mean, if you look at the tape, I think is evident that what we are seeing here in the council is a complete waste of time and an attack on First Amendment rights. That poor commissioner, I think that should be the story, a black woman, a commissioner of decades, was bullied for what it seemed to be a kangaroo court after 5 hours of debate for absolutely nothing. After 3 hours of debate, I was clearly frustrated by the lack of common sense of people who said that they respect First Amendment rights, but yet keep grilling a black commissioner for doing her job.
But did you call him a white supremacist?
I, Alderman Conway, after the meeting, said that he did not. I think that it was missing for this recording is the line of questioning to the commissioner of decades that I thought it was disrespectful, as some of the media had covered. And after that, he said that he did not meant to reference to a previous incident in the council when people tried to censure me for a constitutional right of a veteran burning the flag and alluded to something about funding those things with city dollars. I'm not sure what he meant, but he did apologize that he's not what he meant. And I did say then that is not what I meant about white supremacists being. I did not say any names. What I will tell you is that it's very dangerous when we start attacking First Amendment rights and the lack of common sense and lack of decency that kangaroo court on a commissioner reminds us of what's happening in Washington, D.C., which is truly shameful.
I understand. I just understand, you know, your passion and what you're saying, but I just don't understand whether you're saying you did call him a white supremacist or you didn't. That's just simply the question.
Well, I mean, that's what Alderman Conway and I have said. We have been very clear that he did not call me to attack my that cannot attack my office on something I didn't do. And I think I was very clear and I'm clarifying the misunderstanding if he has said that he did not meant to disrespect my office. And I think that's what I said very clearly. I am not going to allow black people or people that are in our community, period, from white supremacists. I said that very clearly. I did not say any names. For what you heard in the recording, I did not say any names. So I'm not sure what the question is about. What I tell you is what you heard in the tape is what I said.
All right, Alderman. So, but it did resonate with City Hall. In fact, there was a bit of an ordeal today with the city clerk, Anna Valencia, where the video of the meeting, the clerk's office first was called, according to a statement from Valencia, to edit out parts of the meeting. Her staff said that's not policy. They never would do that. Then they asked that it be taken down, they said, because of a hot mic issue. And it was for a time. Of course, you're a very close ally of Mayor Johnson's. It was put back once the clerk found out about it. Were you involved in that at all, asking that the video be taken down?
Absolutely not. And in fact, I think the video, if anything, is pretty damning to the people who were out of line in the questioning. I think you played and the recording is very public. I think in my office, we believe in full transparency. In fact, I urge the city clerk to put that video back as soon as possible because I think what is damning here is the line of questioning, the disrespect to a black woman commissioner of decades. I think is what people need to hear.
Okay.
I think what I said is very public, and I urge the city clerk, and again, I spoke this morning with the mayor's office. They said that they're not sure because what she said is that Ana Valencia, an ally of Mayor Rahm Emanuel, has said that this was something that happened before the meeting started, that's the piece that they want to edit. I don't want nothing edited in what I said. What he said is already public, and I want that video, and I urge the city clerk, and I demand that she put that video immediately back in the website.
Okay, Lauren Lapka from our newsroom here listened to that quote-unquote hot mic period of time and didn't really hear anything particularly offensive. But tell me again, you called the mayor's office on this issue this morning?
I saw the statement by Ana Valencia, and I said, you know, I want to know that why this video has been taken. I think the mayor's office had no idea of what the statement was about. because they talk about an incident that apparently happened before the meeting even started. So I think that there's some conflicting views. I think, again, I think that to me what is more concerning is that the video, it is not covering anything for us. It's very public what I said.
Sure.
That the line of questioning to the black commissioner, but by the many members, with all respect, it should be there.
We're limited on time, and you've certainly made your point on that. But the clerk's office says that it was the mayor's office that requested that this video be taken down. Can you explain that?
I mean, that's a good question for the mayor's office. I have asked the mayor's team to make sure that that is clarified. As far as I'm concerned, the city clerk has all preview to keep those videos, put them up or down when they please. I think that the city clerk's office should put that video unedited immediately. I mean, for me, I think that the more that people learn about how this incident came about, I think the more that people understand the attack on First Amendment rights and the rise of white supremacy, that is what I think people in the streets are worried about.
Right, and I think most people want to understand what this was all about, and it has to do with an art display at the Chicago Cultural Center called U.S.-Israel War Machine. Talk to me about that and your feelings about it.
Well, like any art exhibit, there's a process. I think the commissioner made a really clear point that art, I mean, we start having a city council giving opinions and censoring every display and exhibit in the cultural center. I tell you that I don't think there have been enough money in the budget to come out after the lawsuits, because I think if we've seen anything, there was another example about how the previously 27 aldermen in the past, you know, tried to do the same thing. Actually, in an art that was also very provocative against Mayor Washington, and ended up in a lawsuit that was litigated for 6 years and ended up with a fine for $95,000 to the city. So it's neither the responsible thing to do fiscally, but it's also it is really an attempt to undermine First Amendment rights for the city council to even think that we can be censoring or getting involved in art pieces. This is an art piece that I encourage people to go and judge with their own eyes, go to the cultural center. But I do think art is expression, and the First Amendment rights and the Constitution is very clear on that.
And that argument about that art piece went on for how many hours?
5-hour discussion about puppets, where people in our communities continue to struggle on making ends meet, and people are suffering from this moment, the terror of the Trump administration in our communities. I think it's really shameful that we spend 5 hours to discuss an exhibit that have already, again, many people in the council already said it was a waste of time. But worse, when we spend so much time attempting to attack First Amendment rights, and they said that that's a misunderstanding, I take an issue with that. I miss meetings with my constituents. I had a meeting with my seniors that are terrified by the Trump administration, and I took offense of being also trying to be bullied as the commissioner was bullied by being associated with the Mayor Brandon Johnson administration. We have the right to be associated with whatever we want. City Clerk Valencia has any right to be associated with Rahm Emanuel. I'm sure a lot of people had a lot of issues with that, but that does not justify 5 hours of tax dollars to be wasted in a discussion that took no step forward.
Well, Alderman, did you win the argument?
I think in these arguments, I don't think that anybody wins. I think the city of Chicago wasted 5 hours of taxpayers' dollars. What I tell you that in my opinion, I think it's very important for the public to understand that First Amendment rights are constitutional, and I'm really ashamed that colleagues of mine will take issue with me saying white supremacists when that's what's seen in the country. I take issue with that. I take issue of them not denouncing the terror that is happening in immigrant communities where we have families not able to take kids to school, businesses on the verge of closing down, people missing medical appointments and being threatened to be deported to Guantanamo Bay for no crime other than looking for a better future for the families. I think that surely your colleagues and my colleagues in city council should spend hours talking about that and how we can protect our city from the dictator in chief.
Alderman Byron Sigcho Lopez, we really appreciate you joining the show today. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for the invitation.
He represents the 25th Ward.